Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And your well-being. That's the focus of Dr. Jack Stockwell up now.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And once again, I want to bring something to you. I think that it's important, but it's important because these are the questions that I often get that I try to answer on the show here with the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show. The things that are most commonly asked, and one of them is the importance of sleep. I was talking to a patient yesterday or the day before, whatever it is, and I said, you know, some of the things that we want to consider here, because we were talking about shoes. What kind of shoes do we want? Or what kind of shoes are best, not just for the feet. I mean, when we think of shoes, we think of, well, what's comfortable for the foot? But remember, the foot is supporting everything from there up to the hair, if you have any hair left. And it's not just the feet that need to be addressed by the shoes that you're picking or deciding what to wear. You know, there's obviously the stylish aspect of it. But those shoes are supporting your legs. You're supporting the low back. They're supporting the upper back. They're supporting the shoulders. And so I think we need to do a show here before too much longer on that very concept. But when we were talking about shoes, I said, you know, here's you spend a third of your life in your bed, and a third of your life on your feet, and then another third of your life is some combination of those two. And so the consideration that you give to the quality of a pillow and the quality of a mattress is the same consideration when you're out there shopping for some shoes, if you can let its functionality be as important as the stylish presentation. Now, the body requires so many hours from one person to the next for sleep and for rest. And so that's what I want to address in the show today is the importance of sleep. I mean, we all know, I mean, there's no denying that a good night's sleep is as important to our overall well-being as what we choose to eat. And if you're the type who burns the candle at both ends, you know, you risk developing some serious sleep disorders. And if you consume too many calories, you put yourself at greater risk of shorter sleep durations. And so that's kind of what I want to address here, because sleeping well rejuvenates the body as well as your mind. And the experts who talk about this all the time agree that getting enough sleep obviously helps us to function at our best. I mean, we have a better handle on our emotions. We have a better handle on surprise moments during the day that might trigger some kind of an anxiety. If we're in a situation where we're trying to learn something or being introduced to something new, we have a much better chance of that new information coming to us, staying put in our brains, if our brains have had enough rest prior to that. I think we all understand, especially with our teenagers, our high school students, that, you know, burn the candle at both ends when they're studying for midterms or they're studying for the finals. The advice I usually give them, because I have a large pediatric practice as well as adults, is that, yes, I understand that you've got to get these grades. You want the SAT or the ACT scores to be where they are to get into the school or the scholarship or whatever you're looking for. But the night before the exam, you can't be burning the candle till 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning trying to cram in that last little bit of knowledge. You do that the previous night. The night before, you want a good 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 to 10 hours of sleep, of restful sleep, to let your brain process what you've been cramming. But that applies to the rest of our lives. Some of us have very stressful jobs. Some of us have stressful relationships, whatever it is. And when we just kind of try to let those things take care of ourselves, that's when the insomnia seems to be the worst. The two major sleep disorders that most people face are insomnia and sleep apnea. And both of them can result from a lack of good nutrition. Insomnia, of course, is characterized by the inability to fall or to stay asleep, while sleep apnea is where we have the pauses in breathing during the night. Sometimes those pauses can be scary for as long as they are, and then there's this big gasp of air as the brain is saying, okay, that's enough, I got to have some oxygen. And those who suffer from sleep apnea may not even be aware of some of the gaps in their breath, and as a result, they're likely to snore a great deal. And so we have this huge market out there for CPAPs and the different kinds of breathing equipment that's in the marketplace. When a few changes in nutrition can make a big difference, whether we're suffering from insomnia or whether we're suffering from sleep apnea. And a lot of times, especially when I'm talking to patients I've been taking care of for years, and I start talking about when they ask me, I need better sleep. I go to sleep around 10, 10:30, 11. I wake up around 2 or 3, and then I'm up for 2 hours before I can go back to sleep again. And what do I need to do about this? And when I start talking about nutrition, they're looking for something else. They're looking for that magic pill. And as a result, they're missing the point of what's important here. And that's what I want to hit. Is what's important here. Now, you're listening to Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I'm also at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm talking about the importance of sleep and the two major aspects of sleep that disturb most of our rest period during the night. And at this point, I want to bring in this role of nutrition because, you know, the first question they ask me is how's bad nutrition related to these debilitating disorders? I think I eat well, or I eat the way you've been telling me to eat, but the quality of your sleep can easily be affected by the kinds of foods that you're eating and how much you're eating, and even more importantly, what time you're eating. But there's a lot of other factors that can play a role in your eating habits, how they affect sleep patterns. But what I want to do is to educate on the principles of a healthy diet and helping separate some food facts from food myths, I think might be the important part of this show. And the number one consideration is caffeine. And because when it comes to certain foods, it keeps us awake. Now, caffeine is always the prime suspect. But did you know that coffee isn't the only source of caffeine on the market? I mean, you can find caffeine hiding in ice cream. Oh, yeah. You bet it is. It's in chocolate. It's in tea. It's in energy beverages. It's in the non-cola sodas. It's in sunflower seeds. It's even in decaf coffee. Now, decaf coffee has caffeine in it. The way the food labeling laws work is if the caffeine is at a certain level, then you can say, you know, that it's non-caffeine or it's decaf. The way that they make decaf coffees, they don't, and I'm sure you probably know this, they don't grow decaf beans. They just put coffee through its normal process, and then they soak it in a certain fluid solution that leaches the caffeine out of the bean or out of the grind or how, you know, whatever process they're using. Then they decant off that solution that has the extra caffeine in it, and what's left is a decaffeinated coffee, but it still has caffeine. They can't get it all out of there. My point is that steaming cup of coffee, you know, is usually the perfect answer for someone getting up with a drowsy morning. But if you're consuming more than 2 to 4 cups a day, then there's going to be a problem. Or if before you go to bed, you indulge in a little bit of chocolate or you indulge in a scoop of ice cream. Now, how is caffeine in ice cream? Because a lot of the flavorings that go into ice cream, especially chocolate, which happens to be the number one choice for ice cream, not vanilla, chocolate, it has caffeine in it. And so that little scoop of ice cream or the 2 or 3 tablespoons of ice cream, you're putting caffeine into the body at the time you're going to bed. Now, these aren't, you know, great choices if you're unable to sleep through the night, if you have some sleep disorder. On top of the nutrition aspect of what I'm talking about, I mean, consuming caffeine is only going to move you into the wrong direction. And the bottom line here is, well, what time, doc, do I have to stop drinking my coffee? Don't drink after 3 p.m. It takes about 6 to 8 hours for the liver to clear caffeine from the bloodstream. Once you've had a dose of caffeine, regardless of its source, whether it's coffee or chocolate or some of the other things that are caffeinated. And it's surprising that some of the energy drinks that people will drink during the day to keep themselves going, because they get caught up in that caffeine loop, have a lot more caffeine in it than a cup of coffee does. And if they're working a swing shift or they're working later in the day and they just need that little extra push to get them through and they pick up an energy drink, they're going to have enough caffeine in that drink that it'll probably take till 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning before the liver clears that caffeine out of the bloodstream. So it's something to keep in mind as far as caffeine or any caffeine intake. I was going to say coffee, but any caffeine intake. Try to make the last one at 3 o'clock. Don't go past 3 o'clock, and even earlier would be better. Because by the time you go to bed, caffeine in the bloodstream should be pretty low. Another one that's just as important as caffeine to consider when you are trying to take a nutritional approach to better sleep is sugar. Now, here's another food that helps perk you up, but in the long run, it's going to have a very negative effect and impact on your sleep, because sugar rushes and sugar crashes are a very real thing. And when we've eaten some sugar, we feel up. But once it's gone, we suddenly feel tired and we want a nap. And while this may seem like a great way to get sleep at night, there's a problem. And it's different from the one that we have with caffeine. And with sugar, you're going to get a big rush of insulin. And that insulin then takes the sugar out of the bloodstream, and then that's when you get the crash. That's why mid-morning snacks or afternoon snacks of sugar to keep you going when you're working. People who are very physically active, construction people, manufacturing people, usually don't have a problem with this. But it's the other people that I want to address that I'm going to talk about here in just a few moments. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and when we continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next, I want to hit the most important part about sugar. We'll be right back.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com and also forbiddendoctor.com. I'm not the forbidden doctor. Mary, my wife, and our head nutritionist is not the forbidden doctor. The forbidden doctor is just simply that healing force that's inside of you, that built you, that keeps you running without a second thought, that controls when you stand up and walk across the room, the hundreds of muscles that are involved with you standing, walking, and sitting that you never give a thought to. That's the forbidden doctor. Now, why is it forbidden? Because Big Pharma forbids you to know about this influence inside the body that can heal you. Because remember, all healing is self-healing. Nobody heals anybody. The emergency room might save your life. Heart attack, stroke, car accident, whatever else. But they didn't heal you. When you lacerate your hand because you weren't careful with a knife, the body heals that. You break a bone. The doctor didn't heal that bone. You heal that bone. That's the forbidden doctor that I'm talking about. And when you take care of that forbidden doctor, of course, is going to take care of you. And that's where what I want to talk about relative to sugar, because sugar, as you well know, adds calories to your diet. They're empty calories. There's no nutrition in sugar. It's just calories. There's no vitamins. Now, I'm talking about processed sugar. Now, if you chew on a piece of sugar cane, that's different. There's minerals in there. There's vitamins in there. There's enzymes in there. But who goes around chewing on a piece of sugar cane? Most of our sugar is in our drinks. It's in our food. It's something we put on our morning cereal or in our coffee. That kind of sugar has no nutrition whatsoever. It's just calories. And if you consume sugar before bed just to get to sleep, you'll soon find that your pants, of course, are getting a little bit tighter around the waist. Taking sugar before the bed, before you go to bed, is the worst thing you can do, because that sugar is going to be fat by the time you wake up in the morning. That's another whole story as to why that's the case. But for some people, it can lead to some slow weight gain, even obesity, which is associated then with sleep apnea, one of the two major sleep disturbances that I was talking about. Now, while I'm not stating that all people with larger waists are obese, I don't mean that at all. There's a very fine line anymore between being overweight and being seriously overweight. The numbers kind of change from time to time. But it's a vicious cycle. Weight gain is. First it's 10 pounds, then it's 20. And before you know it, the scale is showing you 40 pounds heavier than your ideal weight, and you wonder, where in the world did this come from? And it usually comes on slowly. And, of course, not all overweight people become overweight or obese for the same reasons. There's hormones, there's lifestyle changes, a range of other issues that I don't have time or space here to address that can also play a role. But the bottom line is that excess weight can contribute to your inability to sleep during the night. And sugar is not going to help. This doesn't only mean candy and sweets. Any food can be turned into a sugar that's a carbohydrate, because that's what carbohydrates are, sugar. Whether it's broccoli or whether it's a Snickers bar, by the time those both are digested and into the bloodstream, they're sugar. And you think, well, no, that's not possible. Yeah, it is. If it didn't come from a face, if what you're eating did not have a face or come from a face, like, you know, cream or butter, those things, it's a carbohydrate. Carbohydrates break down into glucose in the bloodstream. Glucose in the bloodstream raises insulin. Elevated insulin is difficult to be able to get a good night's rest when you go to sleep with elevated insulin in the bloodstream. So what do you do about it? Is there something you can eat before you go to bed that's not sugar that might help you with a little bit of hunger? We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show. Coming up next, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discovering.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives Committee has the right to see former President Donald Trump's tax returns. They rejected his claims that the request was invalid because it was politically motivated. U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled against the former president, saying the committee's request was justified as part of its legislative work. The Democratic-led House Ways and Means Committee said it expects to receive the tax records immediately. New legislation in the state of Massachusetts aims to increase health care access to people for reproductive and gender-affirming services. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says the law is necessary to make sure the state can handle what they believe will be an increase of people looking for services.
We want to make sure that we have the resources and the framework legally and clinically that will make it possible for them to access those services.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Explosions at a Russian Air Force base on Crimea triggered an evacuation of local residents as Ukrainian officials vowed to liberate the peninsula, though Kiev didn't take responsibility for the blasts. Russian Defense Ministry said that the explosions, which came as Ukraine presses on with a counteroffensive aimed at liberating the south of the country from Russian control, were caused by exploding Air Force ammunition. There was no shelling of any kind aimed at that base. Aircraft stationed there were undamaged, and there had been no injuries, the ministry said. Microsoft is asking teams across the company to rein in some employee expenses as the software giant tries to control costs in the current economic environment. Managers at the Redmond, Washington company have told staff of various cutbacks to the company's budget. Some spending on business travel, outside training, and company gatherings is being targeted. Microsoft has frozen hiring in some parts of the company and said last month it plans layoffs of less than 1% of its workforce of about 181,000 employees. Ozzy Osbourne surprised attendees at the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games with a mini Black Sabbath reunion. Osbourne rocked out with his former bandmate, guitarist Tony Iommi. The pair performed one of their hits, Paranoid. Jack Osbourne shared photographs on Instagram of his 73-year-old dad on stage with his 74-year-old Iommi. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Lots of great things are going on from his research department, and he's going to spend time talking about them with you today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I'm talking about the two major causes of sleep disruption. And as important as your choices of food are to your overall health, obviously, the importance of a good night's rest fits right into that as well. And I've been talking about some of the things that can disturb a good night's sleep. And before the break, I was talking about sugar, carbohydrates. That is not going to help with sleep. If you have to have a snack before bed, you want to eat something small, something healthy, such as a handful of raw nuts, not roasted nuts. I know how delicious roasted nuts are. I know how delicious roasted almonds are with the seasoning that's on them. Or roasted honey roasted peanuts. I have to stay away from that. I'd eat a whole bag if I'm not careful. I'm talking about raw nuts, because when you roast a nut, you change the fat protein makeup inside that nut. I know, again, as I said, how good they taste, but raw nuts can taste really good, especially if you get them from a good organic source. So the bottom line, if you have to have a snack before bed, you want to eat something small and healthy, like a handful of nuts or some cheese, because that's how, both of these are high in protein. They're low in carbohydrates. They're high in protein. And you'll find that that can make a big difference in the digestive pattern while you're sleeping. Now, we physiologists have identified the liver as having over 600 identifiable functions. And if you're going to do a liver panel as far as a blood test is concerned, there are a lot of different tests that can be performed trying to figure out what's going on with your liver if you had some kind of a dysfunction. But the two major functions of the liver is either the digestion of food or cleaning up the blood. It can do both at the same time, but one of them is going to dominate. Now, what makes the liver energy dominating, or the dominant energy source of the liver for efforts to be digestion? Well, obviously eating. And if you have a sizable meal before you go to bed, the liver is going to spend its time during the night digesting that food. It's producing heat. It's interrupting energy levels throughout the entire body, right down to the cells. If, in fact, you go to bed, on the other hand, with not very much food in your stomach at all, the liver is going to be spending its time cleaning up the blood during the night. And what's it cleaning up? Well, it's cleaning up the stuff that got into the blood as a result of digestion earlier in the day, things that you were breathing in, materials that you were drinking, whether it's just good, clean old, purified well water or something like that, or alcohol, whatever. The liver has to work to clean this up so that by the time the next day gets started, your bloodstream is as clean as it can be. And so if the liver is spending time during the night cleaning up the blood, you're going to wake up with more energy. You're going to have better sleep because there's going to be less digestive disturbances. But if it's been digesting food all night long, you're going to maybe wake up a little more tired than when you went to sleep. And this is a very common thing that happens all the time. One other thing that just came to mind, besides caffeine and sugar, is spicy stuff. I love spicy food. I love spicy Italian food. I love spicy Thai food. I love spicy Mexican food. And living out here in the Intermountain West, Mexican restaurants are about as common as 7-Eleven. And some of them are very, very good. In fact, I know they're very good because they usually dominate my food choices outside of the house. If you have spicy food, or if you suffer from GERD or acid indigestion, if you're eating spicy foods earlier in the day, you'll find out you have less problems with GERD or acid reflux than if you eat spicy foods later at night. And there's other acid-inducing foods that aren't necessarily a very wise decision at all, besides the spicy foods that you have choices with different kinds of restaurants. And there's a lot. There's snack foods that can be very spicy. And while I like certain kinds of jerky as a protein source, almost every piece of jerky has brown sugar as a part of the flavoring or preserving of that meat. So that just came to mind as well because somebody asked me about that not too long ago, if beef jerky was a good alternative for snack foods. Well, it's a lot better than potato chips. You know, it's a lot better than a lot of the overly processed carbohydrates out there, but usually it'll have too much sugar. But at least it's protein-based. And protein takes longer to digest in the system than carbohydrates do. So when you're having protein, if you have to have something before you go to bed, it's going to take almost the rest of the night for it to digest at a much slower rate than if you take a lot of carbs. Now, remember, carbs are basically sugars. And the more processed that carbohydrate is, the quicker the sugar is released from it. And the quicker sugar gets into the bloodstream, the greater your energy levels become. And you just don't need to be energized during the night when you're sleeping. And I think you can follow me on this because I think it's just basically common sense. And so if you are suffering from GERD or acid reflux, they obviously will maximize the sleep disorder problem that I mentioned earlier, and it can greatly rob you of a good night's sleep. Digestive disorders in general can always interfere with healthy sleep patterns. So I would recommend that you, if you're having digestive disorders, I would recommend you find a holistic practitioner, not a drug-oriented practitioner, because they're just going to give you drugs, and that's not the answer to digestive problems. It might be the answer to the immediate symptom of digestive problems, but it's not the overall answer to heal and cure the digestive problem. So you need to find a holistic practitioner, especially one who is familiar with GAPS, G-A-P-S. Both my wife, Mary, and I are GAPS certified practitioners. We were trained by Dr. McBride herself. And what GAPS is simply, it stands for Gut and Psychology Syndrome. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and we're talking about different things that we can do to contribute and things we might want to miss in our daily practice as far as getting the body in a condition to be ready for a good night's sleep. And I've talked about caffeine, I've talked about sugar, and spices, but it leads to digestive disorders as well. And so by digestive disorders, I'm not talking about just GERD or acid reflux. I'm talking about irritable bowel syndrome. I'm talking about colitis, Crohn's, various kinds of disorders that can definitely rob you of a good night's sleep. If these things are going on, the caffeine will contribute to worsening those problems. Sugar certainly will, and spicy foods will. And so if you're having some kind of digestive disorder, find a holistic practitioner, especially one who knows something about GAPS. GAPS is simply the process of rebuilding the wall of the gut by a diet that you follow that initially is only about 3 to 5 days. Some of my patients have been surprised when I tell them that the wall of the small intestine and the wall of the colon is rebuilt every 3 to 5 days. And they, you know, they're kind of taken aback by that by a little bit. And I said, well, let's just use your mouth as an example, or your tongue. You drink something that's just a little bit too hot, and you burn your tongue, and it's just sore. And oh, my gosh, why did I do that? I should have checked. But what happens just a few hours later? What happens by the next day? The pain's gone. The tongue is healed. Some people that have a malaligned mandible, your jawbone, and they find themselves sometimes biting their own tongue or biting the inner cheek, which can be a very painful thing when it happens. But within a day or two, the pain's gone and it's healed. Why? Because as we eat our foods, the fiber content, the rough aspect of the food, is constantly brushing against the mouth, against the esophagus, against the walls of the stomach. Even though a lot of digestion begins in the stomach, by the time that material gets into the gut, it's washing against the walls of the gut, and it's taking off the inner layer of the gut wall. Now, depending on what you're eating, that gut wall may not be able to heal. So GAPS introduces an early program for about 3 to 5, maybe 7 days, where that gut wall, you're still being fed, but the gut wall has a chance to rebuild itself. And so when I have patients I take care of that have continuing ongoing sleep problems, and we've eliminated caffeine, we have eliminated sugars, we have eliminated other kinds of disturbing things that might be interrupting the sleep, then we have to go after the gut wall itself, because it may be letting materials through the gut wall into the bloodstream that affect nervousness and anxiety during the day, sleeplessness during the night. And all of this comes under the umbrella of giving the body what it needs to take care of and heal itself. While we are very concerned with good nutrition and making sure that we try to get organic as best we can, least processed foods as best we can, so that the nutrition Mother Nature put into it is still there, sleep on top of that is just kind of like the icing on the cake. So foods that are high in protein are a better choice for your meals anyway. And if you can avoid refined and processed foods in general, you'll find yourself sleeping a lot better. People who consume fewer empty calories and more proteins and healthy fats tend to sleep longer anyway, because it takes longer for your body to get energy out of fat than it does to get it out of sugar. So if you make it a habit to eat healthy during the day, you know, odds are a healthy night's sleep is going to follow as the night follows the day. And that is what Mother Nature picked to store energy. There's twice as much energy in a gram of fat than there is in a gram of sugar or a gram of protein. And so when we get a little extra sugar into the system during the day or before bed, that the body does not require that energy, the body will turn it into fat. But when we eliminate those things from our diet or cut way back, and we just concentrate more on dense protein and healthier fats, not only do you have an even release of sugar throughout the day, or an even release of energy throughout the day because fat burns slowly, but you'll also find healthier night's sleep was going to follow those kinds of food choices. So, and this isn't something you just jump in immediately. It's baby steps like everything else. So after the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug Steffen live here to finish out our week show. I always enjoy talking with Doug, as I mentioned many times. But you can hear all of our Good Day podcasts and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, as well as myself, at gooddayhealthshow.com. And you can listen to my podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around for Doug and myself to wrap up this week's program.
Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The concept of good news, the concept of helping people, that's higher in the list of priorities of Dr. Jack Stockwell. He is here on Good Day Health. He is, what, I put two words together there, Jack. He's here. He's here. He's here now. So, Ashton Kutcher, the actor, has told a story that this autoimmune disease, that is disorder that's called vasculitis, he had. He couldn't speak. I was just thinking I wasn't going to. Well, yeah, I think I should bring this up with you as I slurred my own words there for a moment. The idea that he might have something that is very rare, in your mind, this is an autoimmune disorder that perhaps could be the result of getting shots. Yes?
Well, that's one of the number one side effects that are being reported worldwide, is the irritation to the lining of the blood vessels. Vasculitis simply means that. Itis is an inflammation, and vascu referring to the vascular system. Primarily the arterial system. Doesn't seem to be so much a problem with the venous, the blood return.
Mm-hmm.
But the blood vessels that are carrying the oxygen to the cells, the arteries, the arterioles, the capillaries, clotting, just massive clotting, and it's the inflammation to the lining of the blood vessel that is leading to the clotting problem, and especially what we're seeing with myocarditis and pericarditis in people 20, 30 years much younger getting those problems now over the last 2 years than they have for a long time. So it depends on who's going to take the risk. There's more and more doctors coming forward now saying, hey, listen, if we just look at our own research that's being published, these mRNA vaccines are leading to serious irritation and inflammation of the blood vessels. Now, someone's going to come along and say, no, it's autoimmune. Someone else is going to say, well, we need to look at this a little closer.
Speaking of looking at this, things closer. Here's a way for you to get healthy the right way, losing weight, keeping it off. Dr. Jack brought to you in part by Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs. What it does have are three of the building blocks of life that help you put your body back into order after you've lost a lot of weight. Aloe vera. Jack loves collagen protein, digestive enzymes, all part of the mix here of this product. It's made in our country. It's been trusted as a way to fix the weight problem for 25 years. 86% success rate. That's what people report to the company. They don't have to, but they do because they're so satisfied. So take a shot at this yourself. If you're trying to lose weight and keep it off, go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. Toploss.com. Use Doug as the discount code. You get free shipping. 90 days of the product free. The dog days of summer sale continue, and it sure as heck is the dog days of summer. Check it all out. Lose the weight, keep it off the natural way with Calitrin at toploss.com. So, the idea that processed foods is hurting your brain, something that has come out this past week from the Alzheimer's Association, this is no news, though, is it? Really?
No. Anytime, every step that we take to make something last on the shelf, in the sense of shelf life, we have to remove something from it that will spoil. I mean, that's only common sense is what they're trying to do. And then in place of what can spoil, and the things that spoil the quickest in food, once it's been picked off of a vine or a tree or out of the ground or the branch or bush or whatever else, the most valuable aspect of that for our own nutrition is the first thing to go bad, which is why, you know, we try to eat things in their season. And as far as processed foods are concerned, then those things are kind of removed or neutralized during the processing to put it in a box, a bag, or a can so that then it has months and months of shelf life. And the more our food choices come from that source, the more malnutritive our bodies are going to be.
So in this overview, they cite noodles, sugary drinks, frozen meals, even two cookies can affect your health.
Yeah.
All right, so let's fast forward into this blueberry thing. Then we have a couple of seconds to talk about blueberries. Why not eat blueberries instead of whatever somebody's making as a blueberry pill?
Well, right? Either a blueberry pill or some kind of memory pill or some kind of Alzheimer preventive pill. The European Journal of Nutrition had a study recently published that older adults, even with mild to moderate dementia, who just drank the anthocyanin, that's the chemical that's so important, had improvements in memory and speech. The best thing to do is to eat these blueberries or any other bluish-purple food. Right. That's the right stuff for cognitive function.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Good Day Health.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.